Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. New Hampton city leaders have been talking trash and tankers in recent weeks. The city council has given Fire Chief Toby Schwickerath the green light to explore bids for the possible purchase of a new tanker truck. However, Mayor Bobby Schwickerath says right now it's only exploratory since the price of a new tanker has exploded in just 3 years.
When they had looked in 21, I think it was a $300,000 truck. So if they plan to buy one, they'd like to do it sooner than later because of the price increases. But there again, it's a big pill to swallow at $650,000.
The New Hampton City Council also recently approved switching from bags to bins for garbage collection, which Schwickerath says should be in place within the next month and a half.
So the plan is the first, second week of December, we'll be switching over to bins. And the plan too, if like holiday season, things like that, if there is extra garbage that doesn't fit in your bin, the yellow bags will still be for purchase to put the extra garbage in next to your bin.
Schwickerath says the city also continues discussions with Gendro Sanitation on possible changes in garbage rates. After his request for a new trial was denied last week, a Northeast Iowa man has been sentenced to up to a half century in prison for murder. 66-year-old Andrew Carville of Lansing was originally charged with first-degree murder after he was accused of killing 83-year-old Daniel Lundy. Investigators alleged Carville strangled Lundy to death on May 9, 2022 in their residence in Lansing. On August 21st of this year, an Allamaquis County District Court jury found Carville guilty of second-degree murder, thus he avoided a mandatory life sentence. Earlier this month, Carville's defense counsel filed to seek a new trial, but a judge rejected that motion last Wednesday. Yesterday, Carville was sentenced to up to 50 years in prison, and he must spend at least 35 years behind bars before becoming eligible for parole. One person was killed in a weekend fatal traffic rollover in northeast Iowa. KWWL is reporting that the Clayton County Sheriff's Office received a report of the incident shortly after 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon on Noble Road in the rural town of Millville. Their investigation determined that a Case International 7130 tractor pulling a Kuhn Knight manure spreader lost control before overturning in a ditch. The driver of the tractor was pronounced dead at the scene. The name of the driver is being withheld pending notification of family. A North Iowa man charged with the murder of his six-month-old son has been found not guilty. In March of 2021, Iowa Falls Police and Emergency Services responded to a 911 call and found the infant son of 24-year-old Nicholas Cox of Waukee unresponsive. Cox was living in Iowa Falls at the time with his son and the child's mother. Court documents state the baby was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. The state medical examiner says the infant's death was homicide due to asphyxiation and blunt force trauma to the neck and spinal column. Cox was then charged with first-degree murder and child endangerment resulting in death. After hearing evidence and testimony, a Hardin County judge on Friday found Cox not guilty on all charges. The judge's ruling states Cox undoubtedly committed assault and child endangerment, and his actions toward his infant son were reprehensible. However, the judge also ruled that the prosecution failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt Cox's actions resulted in the child's death, and because both prosecution and defense insisted no lesser offenses be considered, Cox must be found not guilty. A northeast Iowa man is facing an assault charge after his weekend arrest. The Winnesheek County Sheriff's Office says 44-year-old Michael Schizel of Kelmer was taken into custody following an investigation late Saturday night. He has been charged with domestic abuse assault with bodily injury, a serious misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, Nicole Schizel contacted the sheriff's office shortly after 11 o'clock Saturday night to report her husband assaulted her 1 hour prior. A responding deputy said the victim had visible, fresh-looking injuries on her face and body, and the victim thought her ribs and nose could be broken. She stated she was also assaulted by Michael Schizel the night before. Authorities say Michael Schizel confirmed a disturbance took place both nights, but he thought his wife's injuries resulted from him pushing her away from him, resulting in her falling down and hitting her head and face. The Iowa DOT will host an in-person public information meeting tonight to discuss proposed roadway and sidewalk improvements on U.S. Highway 18 and Iowa 51 in Postville. Upgrades include diamond grinding and patching U.S. 18 from west of West Street to Iowa 51. The DOT also plans to resurface Iowa 51 from the north city limits to U.S. 18 and then continuing south of Hardin Drive in Postville. Proposed sidewalk improvements include removing sidewalks as needed along the route to be compliant with the American with Disabilities Act. Water main replacement will also take place as needed. This evening's in-person meeting invites the public to come in anytime between 5 and 6:30 at the Postville City Council Chambers. There will be no formal presentation, but information about the project will be provided and ideas can be shared with DOT staff. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's the Cyclone Coaches Corner Show from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. You'll hear from Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell. Get a preview of the Cyclones game this Saturday at Baylor, which can also be heard on 95.9, pregame at 12:30 Saturday afternoon, kickoff just after 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.